Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He's on vacation and, you know, probably managing this hot weather like the rest of us are. I saw a story of a woman who is making a difference in Chicago, and it's stunning how the story started and how far she has come. She identifies herself as a mom, a teacher, and now a local organizer. Hallie Quesada, do I have that name right, Hallie?
You do, yes. Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
I was drawn to your story because I truly believe that one person can make a difference, especially when they're passionate about something. And of course, yours came about because of tragedy. And often when I see people that witness something or experience a tragedy, they're very gung-ho, like they're ready to go. They want to change the world when it first happens, but it's hard to continue plodding away, to keep trying to make something happen. And your story happened in 2018, correct?
Yes, it did. And you know, that's funny. I actually recently told the Park District it's very much re-traumatizing to have 3 years of being powerless. It sort of brings me back to
that
the moment when tragedy struck and
so
I was powerless.
Tell everybody your story, because not everybody knows what we're talking about here. So
right.
What happened on July 6th of 2018?
Right. I was on the beach with my family, and lifeguards had just gone off duty. It was 7:30, and a group of kids were jumping waves in very shallow water, and a wave knocked two of them down, and the 13-year-old girls were pulled out by a current. We were able to assist in the rescue of one of the children, another submerged. Meanwhile, five untrained, unequipped bystanders went in the water to help. All five also needed rescuing.
Oh.
My husband is a trained rescue diver and was searching frantically for anything that floats. And I, of course, was there like, go get her. What are you doing? Go swim out. But his training kept him out of the water because he has pulled out so many bodies of people who went in to help. And he said he wouldn't widow me in front of my children.
Oh, my gosh. That gives me chills.
Yeah.
And so as we know, last week, we lost some people last week on Chicago beaches, mm-hmm. up in Waukegan and here closer to the city. And in one of those stories, they pointed out, had there been life rings, any kind of life preservers nearby, that they could have saved one of those lives as well. So after you experienced mm-hmm. this horrific incident, you decided you were going to try and make a difference in Chicago, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually spent the past couple days talking to the witnesses who were on the pier, just a couple blocks down from the drowning I saw. And again, there were six bystanders who were forced to watch someone screaming for help. He initially was like 2 meters away, something that a life ring would have been very easy to toss to him. And all they could do was call 911 and watch him submerge. We don't want anyone to live through that. You know, bystanders matter as humans. We should have options other than watching someone die or risking our own lives to help them. We should be able to help them safely. But bystanders also matter to a drowning victim. You know, drowning is a thing where you're outcomes are entirely dependent on how quickly you get out of that water. And there are studies about it. Bystander rescues without equipment are negligible, but bystander rescues with equipment are significant. We can save people if we have the equipment to do it.
So since July 6th of 2018, when you witnessed this, you have dedicated a lot of time to trying to convince the Chicago Park District that we need to address this issue and make sure there are life-saving devices available on all Chicago beaches. So where are you at with that right now?
Yes, you know, so much time that Park District has frequently agreed with me.
Well, of course, because I mean, nobody wants any loss of life.
City Hall. Right, and we have written documents submitted to City Hall suggesting these from city agencies, including Park District. It really appears that the problem here is the law department, and that will probably come as no shock to any Chicagoan that the Chicago lawyers are the holdup for common sense benefits to residents. But at this point, it's easier for them to litigate, or it's easier for them to not have to pay out a drowning victim's family if they do nothing. But if they put up life rings and they don't check them once a week to make sure they're still there, and someone drowns when it wasn't there, well, then they might have to do a payout to the family. And it's really frustrating as someone who's been on the beach, because like, make sure they're there then.
Exactly.
Do the checks recommended by the manufacturer. And why we would fold in this way to, you know, make a lawyer's job easier rather than make our residents safer is really, it's hard to grapple with.
Hallie Quesada is on the phone with me on 720 WGN. She's a mom, a teacher, now a local organizer, not by choice, but because she felt she had to do something when she witnessed someone drown on a Chicago beach. And her fight, so to speak, has been underway since 2018. Now, I did see something very interesting on TV this week, Hallie, and maybe you did too, where on the coast of Spain, on the beaches, they're using drones. They can immediately dispatch drones to drop life preservers to swimmers who are struggling. Now, to me, did you see that story?
Yeah, I've seen similar stories from Michigan, actually.
And I would imagine
they're working on it on some Great Lakes beaches.
You would have to have a lifeguard present, obviously, to operate the drone to make that happen. And you have a much simpler solution. You just want what we call life rings. Correct? Is that the correct terminology?
Yes.
You want them on all Chicago beaches.
We have them on the Chicago. Right. We have them on the Chicago River. We have them on the parts of our beaches where boats are docked. Right. We have precedent for these. We just need them in our neighborhoods.
And is it a financial issue?
At times we've been told yes, but the biggest cost to this project is installation. That would be like a one-time $100,000 cost. And after that, these rings are less than $100. It is a drop in the hat of Park District's budget. And what most people don't think about is the cost of rescue and recovery is astronomical. A single deployment of Coast Guard helicopter and boat can run $20,000 an hour, the cost to taxpayers. So really, it's something that's morally responsible, but also fiscally responsible. Investing in prevention is just good.
Did you ever imagine this is where you would be in your life when you're raising kids and living in Chicago, that something like this could consume so much of your time? Because this proves that one person can make a difference, because I feel you're going to win this fight at some point. Probably won't be this year, maybe not next year, but I think that perhaps you've got something that everybody in the city needs to pay attention to, and that is an idea that will save lives.
Thank you. And you know, I won't stop until we do. This is our kids have direct access to the water, and I'm a teacher, and I had personal connections to the child who drowned, and it was so fast. You know, yeah. I have pictures. They were not on our section of the beach at 7:26. Time stamped pictures. 7:31 was the first 911 call, and there's no going back. So all we can do are protect the next kids.
So anyone who's moved by your story or wants to help you along this journey, where can they find you? Or is there a website
Facebook
or something? Or
yeah, there is. We have a page at Chicago Alliance for Waterfront Safety, and there's also a change.org petition if you're interested in receiving updates specifically on this. www.change.org/ChicagoLifeRings.
Great to meet you, Hallie. Keep up the fight, and thank you so much for, you know, dedicating your time to an issue that most people overlook. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you too.